When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In true Trixie and Kaji form, we have chosen to unceremoniously end this pod by refusing to even travel a half mile to each other's houses.
Excuse me. That is not true. It's about a mile.
It's true.
And in this LA rain, honey. In this rain.
It's like 2 miles.
And in this LA rain.
In the rain. Oh, God, the LA rain. People here truly do forget how to drive, though, when it rains.
Because they don't know. They never learned.
It was raining, and I had to pick up my daughter, Sapphire and Maddox, from the Montessori school, and I drove off a cliff.
I just had to leave them there. I think they're starving to death, but it's better than being wet.
I didn't mention anything about my hair. Oh, I love your hair. Well, to be fair, you did call me on Christmas to show me you wearing it.
I did.
I was with David's family, and they said, oh, it's Katya she called. And they said, oh, she's calling you, tell you Merry Christmas? I said, no, this wasn't about that. This was a call about a wig, a human unit that I needed to see on her head. If you could do it all over again, would you have been a woman?
No, too much work.
Yeah.
I'd rather be an orc from Lord of the Rings.
So you think that women have to put on hair and makeup? So you think all women look a certain way? Wow. Good thing the pod is over because wow.
No, I think I just wouldn't have the time. I wouldn't have the time to deflect all the weenies and peenies coming at me. Bam, pow, pow. Yeah. I want to live my life, not be in a video game.
Yeah,
I'm
you being
to say
a
so
woman.
Hot.
Yeah, right. You being a woman would have been too powerful. That pussy would have had a cyclone of gravity that was like, it just sucked the earth.
Yeah. They would call me M87 because this pussy would be the biggest black hole. It would suck all the energy life force out of the galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Listen, last episode of the pod, but we have done this to people before.
It's not the last. Mary, it's not the last episode. It's not the last.
Yes, it is.
No, bitch, we signed on for 2 more damn months.
You made me feel like it was the last one. I really thought it was the last one.
Okay, so we'll talk about it off the air. So it's Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas.
It's Christmas, but it's still Christmas. It's Christmas from Christmas till New Year's. Don't you think it's Christmas?
To me, the spirit of Christmas dies once the presents are opened. I know that that's dark,
really?
But. Yeah, I think the part of me that was a kid, because you know what, when you're a kid, Christmas is kind of like anticlimactic. Once you've opened presents, you're kind of like, oh, I guess now it's a whole day of nothing.
Oh, mama, you didn't do it. We merged Christmas and Easter. We hid all the gifts. So, you know, like you do with Easter eggs, who cares if you find an egg? There's no fun in that. So we brought a little bit of Easter to the Christmas table. The parents, they would hide gifts, not even in the house, all over the neighborhood. So Christmas could last 3 weeks.
Oh my God. You know, I think I've told this story before, but when does that stop me? 1 year, my mom, the Easter bunny, hid our Easter baskets in the woods and we had to do scavenger hunts to go find them. And my mom, the Easter bunny, wrote poems being like, blah, 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 blah.
Poems?
Go here and take a left. And it was me in a winter coat being like, where is it?
Mama, that's baby.
I'm not great with
shit.
Puzzles.
Do you ever do an escape room? The ultimate white activity on earth?
No.
I did it one time. Tried to. I didn't even get through the first. It was like, you know what? This is crazy. This is ridiculous. We have unhoused people in Los Angeles and you have me paying to get out of a room?
Thank you. I narrowly exited an abusive home. That was my escape room.
Yeah,
okay?
Seriously.
And the stakes were extremely high.
Yeah. Getting unburdened by the from the clutches of poverty.
Yeah. I have an alcoholic stepfather. That's the OG escape room.
Hello. Hello.
Is that too real? Am I getting too real for you guys?
I don't know. Anything, nothing could be too real. Not even this human hair unit. Where's the lace?
Human hair unit.
Can't find it. Can't find
it. I'm not even looking because I know that I will not find it. Listen, human hair units are the craze. I got to tell you this. There are people out there wearing human hair units that are not even the right volume or density for their head and their body. And I'm happy for them. I'm really happy for them.
I got to tell you about the, here's the, this is the joy. This is the joy of the human hair unit. As a person who does not know how to style a hair, human or otherwise, I have no idea. It's all about the wash, the blow dry, the half blow dry. You get her damp, and that's when the magic happens. You put on that damp little wig, and you just feel that damp, like those like wet little tendrils down your back, your shoulder, your décolletage, and you look in the mirror.
Isn't your back and neck already wet when you put it on though? Yeah.
But this is a nice wet. That's that good wet.
Yeah.
That cool wet.
I have
wet.
A question. Didn't we just record an episode about Drag Race? And why isn't this playing next week?
Because that is scheduled for right before the thing. It's January 5th.
Oh. January 5th. Spoiler alert. We might have an episode talking about RuPaul's Drag Race coming up, which we never talk about.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, divas. Snatch those wigs because it's getting hunty up in here. Fierce work, hunty.
Honey, you want to get down diva realness tea?
Yeah.
So what did you do for Crimba?
Oh, had a great Christmas. So me and just a very select group of people who may or may not all work for me. it was like an office Christmas party because I don't have any real friends.
There was no fax machine, no lamps.
No drinking. No. It was me and Eden and our friend Ethan, we watched Benedetta, the lesbian nun movie by Paul Verhoeven. Mary Benedetta.
Did you live?
Benedetta.
Are you enlightened to the sapphic nun agenda?
Girl, pussy skeetin' for Jesus. Pussy skeetin'.
Good for them.
No, it's honestly, so fierce. It's so fierce. It's so
people
good.
Have done a lot worse shit for Jesus. So that's great.
I just want to tell you one scene that happens early. It's not a huge spoiler. The young girl who she later on becomes a nun, joins the convent. She's praying in front of a statue of Virgin Mary. And the Virgin Mary, for this particular statue, has a breast exposed. I'm not sure why.
What?
And I don't know. And so she's praying. And then something happens. You know, it's like there's a crack and the statue falls on her. But she like pins her down. She sees that titty?
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
I thought you were going to say that thing was going to fall over at the last second. She, and it straight in, and it just.
Basically.
Yes.
Basically, yeah. It's so fierce. Paul Verhoeven is not, he's wild. He's 82.
Yeah.
Showgirls, Total Recall.
Lesbian shit.
None of the girls
lesbian
are doing
shit
it
is
like
getting
Paul.
Easier and easier to come by. I watched that film called, it's a Hulu original called We Should Do Something.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I think it's called We Should Do Something. Oh, God. I think it's the equivalent of This Is Us, and I'm calling it, like, I Am Me. Like, I don't think I'm calling it the right thing, but it is that. And
Let's
there was,
go
there
out.
Was,
we should do
and
something.
There were, yeah. There was some occult lesbianism. Occult lesbianism.
Wait. Who's in it? Who would play her?
Oh, God. If we're being honest, I just don't know anyone from anything.
Could you
I
look it up,
know
perhaps? You got a
anything.
Computer at all?
Okay. I'll do the research. I'll do that research and development of the pod. So okay. I watched that the other day. Because David was, you know, I was home alone with nothing to do for days. Because COVID's going on. David's been in Palm Springs. Christmas
surge.
Hasn't started. So
surge.
Mary, all
it
my plans
Surgina.
Out the window. Am I seeing the Go-Go's on the 29th? No. Am
no.
I going to see the Golden Girls with Lucy Davis tonight? No.
No.
Am I DJing New Year's Eve at Milwaukee? No.
No. But are you going to the Critics' Choice Awards? Yes. No.
No, it got postponed. The Critics' Choice Awards is postponed. And I'm deeply concerned because the person to beat, I think, is Bo Burnham, whose special is about COVID. The last thing I need is for him to get another surge of publicity.
No, He doesn't need okay, all that. After what he did to that little girl in Promising Young Woman.
What did I call it? It's called We Need to Do Something. Psychological horror film. Seeking shelter from a storm, a family finds itself trapped for days with no sign of rescue, and untold evils lurk beyond the walls. Sierra McCormick plays a young lesbian. She's also played a young lesbian in American Horror Story. I think she's specializing in teenage lesbian storylines, and good for her. Vanessa Shaw plays the mom who was in Hocus Pocus. She was the hot girl, Allison, in Hocus Pocus. I'm going to be honest, I don't know anybody in these films. And I did watch that. And that was disappointing and confusing, so that's tough. I kept waiting for something to happen, and I was like, yeah, you should do something. Writers, filmmakers, you should do something.
Movie. Yeah, come on.
I really wanted it to be good because I could tell it was going to be like abstract, kind of uncomfortable horror. And I was like, yes. And then I was like, ugh.
We need to do something, like make a good movie.
It's really hard to make good horror movies. Why do you think that is?
I disagree. I think it's, here's what horror movies, the genre has going for it. Economy. You notice how, generally speaking, horror movies are clocking in around 90 minutes?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, but people can do very little with that 90 minutes. That's what I'm saying is, why do you think it's so easy for horror films to go so meh?
Well, because nobody has, it's a lack of imagination. And these days, people are reverting to cheap thrills. I don't care for those jump scares. I have high blood pressure. I have high blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
And I hate that. They're cheap.
Your life is a jump scare.
Yeah.
You walk by a mirror and it's a jump scare.
And I go, Yeah. No, me and Michelle Visage were watching a movie together in the theater once, one of those Conjuring movies, and we almost had heart attacks. We were digging into each other's arms.
Those movies are terrifying. The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2.
Not scary, though. Not scary.
They're absolutely scary.
They're jolting, but they're not scary. You don't leave feeling like, do you know what I mean? You don't go to bed like, feeling like,
you're not
I'm
unsettled.
Talking haunting. Yeah. I need scary. I need gripping. I need thrilling. I need haunting. I need spooky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
Candyman.
Reading right now. Yeah, sure.
During the day, nary a jump scare.
I'm reading Stephen King's Misery right now. Misery.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Great. Terrifying.
Terrifying.
I don't know if you could imagine, but somehow I relate to somebody feeling like somebody who's a fan of them might try to kill them. Huh? Maybe it
somebody
hits
might
me close
be
to home.
A cock-a-doody.
You said somebody might. You poop. Yeah. The swearing, Paul. It's the swearing. Yeah, it's good. Scary.
Hmm?
It's scary. And it's not jump scary. It's deep psychological dread.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary. It's horrible.
It's also not horrible. Supernatural. You know, the bad guy in Misery is it's an unhinged, insane woman, which is not, it's not
it's
far-fetched fantasy.
It's all of us. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's in our own backyard. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wait. I saw a movie that I was so deeply disappointed by recently, and it was... Oh, Nightmare Alley, speaking of horror movies. Nightmare Alley? You know what the nightmare was in Nightmare Alley? That whole movie?
That movie sucked. I don't even know. What's it about?
Shit. So Guillermo del Toro, all-star cast. We got Bradley Cooper. We got fucking Toni Collette. We got Cate Blanchett. We got fucking Rooney Mara. We got fucking Willem Dafoe. It's an all-star cast.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous. It takes place like, it's all carnies. It's like the trailer was very gorgeous, mysterious. Ooh,
Carney
crazy
Wilson?
Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips. Mm-hmm. It was her weight loss journey, and it was just all shot through the pin eye lens of a gastro bypass camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's two and a half hours.
Is it a scary movie?
No, bitch, it was rotten. It was 2.5 hours. Basically, it's just a big, long advertisement for don't drink.
You lost me. Oh, I'm sorry, but we're breaking up.
Yeah. I was mad. I was
As
mad.
A vodka saleswoman, I would have stormed out. Me at the movie theater, I got my bucket of popcorn. I got my little flask. I'm pouring it on top of it's a buttery topping.
You got the hat with the two giant tall boys in it in the straw.
No, I got the hard hat with the beer helmet, but it's giant popcorn things. That's how much I love popcorn.
They're Poland Spring bottles filled with liquor.
Because I had the week off, I too have been I don't watch a lot of TV or films, period. And I've been watching a lot of items. I went to see the Resident Evil movie, the new one.
Is it good?
No, but of course it's a video game movie. I knew it wasn't going to be good. I don't care.
Okay, let me stop you right there because I need to know. I need to know. Eden's like this too. Many people are. You know a movie's going to be bad. Why the fuck you fucking with it?
Because I love the video games. So okay. I knew that even though it wasn't going to be good, I like the game, so I need to know. I gotta know. With other people who've played the games. We all have a like.
Did you bring your controllers?
No, we didn't. It was me, Mateo, and Brian, who owns Precinct, and we all went and we sat right in the front and we watched it and we did a lot of looking at each other and going, "What is happening? What?" Because if I'm confused as a person who've played the games, I know that somebody who knows nothing about the movie is like, "What is happening?" However, I have something to rescue you. Something to you need a hero. I need a hero hanging out for the yes. It's a little television program called Yellow Jackets on Netflix.
I started it.
See,
it's not on Netflix.
Lord of the Flies.
It's on Prime. It's on Prime. Amazon Prime, isn't it? It's not on Netflix. I think it's on Prime or Hulu.
I only know about it because David put it on.
Yeah.
Because I don't like stunts. So when I smell something that could be like Emmy baiting, I don't like a stunt.
Oh, totally.
11 Perfect Friends. What was that show called?
9 Perfect Strangers, Mary.
I'm like, we're not doing that. Yeah. Anytime, or Nightmare Alley, Cate Blanchett with like a finger wave. I'm like, we're not doing that. I don't like to be pandered to. I don't like the Academy's favorite 12 people carted out in front of me. I'm not buying it. You know what I mean? I root for the underdog in a way. And so I don't like something that seems like it's going to be good. If it seems like it's going to be good, I don't want any part of it. I'll be at the theater seeing Resident Evil.
Yeah. Okay? Steven Spielberg, eat my ass.
I know. I was like complaining about watching it. And David goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. Should we watch the Reno 911 movie again?" And I was like, maybe we should.
Is it good? Yeah, maybe if it's good.
Oh, Yellow Jackets is on Showtime.
Yeah. Thank you,
but
producer.
But I watched the Reno 911 movie, which Reno 911, they look for QAnon in the movie. They go on a QAnon booze cruise to find QAnon, find out who it is. It's incredible.
Oh, that's, I mean, yeah.
Can I tell you a spoiler? A deep spoiler. This is for everybody, skip ahead.
Okay.
They finally find QAnon on a remote island that QAnon owns. Guess who fucking plays QAnon?
Who?
RuPaul Charles, girl. So it's the cast of Reno 911 finally being revealed who QAnon is, and a chair turns around, and it's RuPaul out of drag with no eyebrows on and just boy eyeliner in a turban and a robe. And he's QAnon. And I just felt like the edible hit. I was like, what? What? And it's
out. That's great.
It's the cast, which I love, from Reno 911. But when RuPaul entered the equation, I was like, did I write this movie? This
is
amazing.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
It was so good.
When is it? Where the movie?
When it's on Paramount Plus. It just came out on Christmas. Oh, it's called Reno 911: The Search for QAnon, I believe.
Do you have to be familiar with the show to really get the full enjoyment of the movie? No.
No. I mean, it's a troop of fairly inept police officers from Reno, Nevada, trying to find QAnon.
Okay. Okay. And did you see Diana?
No.
Sorry to cut you off. Spencer?
Who's Diane Spencer?
Kristen Stewart movie as Princess Diana. It's called Spencer. Did you see it?
Oh, no. Do people live?
Certain people live. She didn't, unfortunately. You know, she died.
Oh, yeah.
but it's a lot of throwing up. There's a lot of bulimia. A lot of time at the toilet hugging the bowl.
They really don't want her to be dead in Hollywood. They don't want Diana to be dead. They won't accept it.
I just
they
as
reanimate
a
corpses.
Who,
they're doing necromancy in Hollywood.
Mama, they didn't. I did it. They used this corpse as Diana on All Stars. I think let's just let the bitch rest. Let the bitch rest. But there's
people
this
are
scene
obsessed
though.
With that.
There's this. So this I realized lately. I have been so turned off by not gore, but like. It's body horror. Like, okay, for example, in this, she takes wire cutters and she snips her arm, like the flesh of her arm. I mean, not like her.
Is she doing self-injury?
Yes. And
trigger warning, self-injury.
Trigger warning, self-injury. Because I have to tell you, as I had such a visceral reaction. It so deeply disturbed me. It's why I had to walk out of the movie Titan, the French movie, because there was nipple biting. And I just, like, I couldn't watch it. And I love gore. I love gore in a horror movie. You know, chopping heads off. Love that shit. But, like, it was so, and the sound design was so perfectly done that snip, I was like, oh, it was like,
that's
I almost
tough.
Puked.
Yeah, which for you, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can see a lot of gore and feel nothing.
Really? Wait.
But I can also go to the funeral of a close friend and go to work the next day. So, like, don't go by me. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't go by me. Don't
do
go.
You
I don't
cry
from anything.
You're like Eden.
I don't cry from
anything. She has never
I
been moved to
tears. I
used to
cry a lot, I think, and now I'm just like, no. Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
We don't do that
here. My body, I drink too much. My body's like, we need this moisture. We need this hydration. Drink the tears.
Oh, mama, I got big juicy goblets. Big juicies. I got big juicies tumbling. I love
but
it.
But do you think it's a release for you? Do you think it's like almost masturbatory? Like, is it like?
Not quite masturbatory, but it's certainly, I love sensation. So I love feeling.
We're taking a break. We're taking a fucking break. We need a clean break from what you just said so we can go back. And we're back. Are we in the studio today or is this your apartment?
This is the studio, baby.
Oh, it is the studio. Wow.
Yeah, we're in the studio and I have been, so I've been reupholstering my furniture, which is thrilling, by the way.
Are you doing this?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture. It's fierce. Oh, shit.
That is so amazing. I think shit like that is so cool. A work. Oh, my God. You look like Fabio when he got hit in the face with that goose on that roller coaster.
I got hit in the face by a goose. Yeah.
By a goose. Goose in the face.
I'm telling you, listen. So I got that cloud couch. It was the biggest purchase I ever made, $4,000 a couple years ago. It was a huge purchase. I was very scared. And it's the most comfortable couch I've ever sat on in my entire life. And everybody seems to be of that opinion. However, Mama, she is bland and blah and ugly in a light gray. Yeah. So.
Wait, did you pick the color and then you change your mind or what?
No, no, no. That's all they had available. That's the couch is gray. People want gray stuff. People were like gray. They like white. It's gross. So I'm taking all these fabrics and I'm fucking that bitch up. And she's so fierce.
Work. How it's are you fabulous. Doing it?
I'm doing it with a sewing machine and some
scissors.
I know,
but have you done this before?
Never one time, not in my life. Never even made a pillowcase.
Like, are you just kind of like making the pattern as you go?
I'll show you. So.
Sorry if I'm overly interested. I do think it's interesting. No.
So this is one of the giant pillows.
Uh-huh.
I made it black. So that's like that. But then I'll show you pictures because it looks so fierce. It's like black and white checkered and then red and then vine. It's cute.
Yeah. I was watching a Great British Baking Show, the Christmas edition, and Matt Lucas was hosting it. All I could see was myself.
Oh, no, no,
all
no,
I could
no,
see
no.
was myself.
Hold on 1 second. Literally 1 second.
Oh, my God. Totally.
That's him, right?
Yeah, entirely. For those of us listening on audio, where do you get a rubber head like that?
DapperCadavers.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are they for?
You know what they're for.
Nobody's fucking that thing.
My penis is only... Wait, look. See? It's only that way.
My
penis. And I get a little tooth. No. You have to... Honestly, you've got to watch Dune. I'm going to keep talking about it until you do it.
I'll watch Dune. I'll watch it. I'll Dune out.
Duning and baiting.
David's family is moving into a home in Palm Springs, and it wasn't ready yet for move-in for holiday. So we spent the holiday at the presidential suite at the JW Marriott in Desert Springs. It was very difficult.
It
was tough.
Wow. That's really tough.
It was beautiful and lovely. Room service every night. Love.
What was the menu? What was the menu?
It wasn't great, to be honest. Like, when a hotel's offering a cheese quesadilla, don't get it. When the hotel's offering spaghetti... Don't get it. You know, like...
Really? No spaghetti?
Like, when a hotel tries to call a pizza a flatbread, I'm not buying it.
Oh, fuck
off. It's a pizza, Mary.
That's a frozen piece of shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mary. But I was connected to a golf course, and there's big... You know what I did? You know how I don't like to break rules. But I said, fuck it.
You took a shit on the greens? You took a shit on the greens? Oh.
No. I wanted to run. I wanted to run 6 miles, and I didn't want to run down the street. And, you know, the golf courses have paths for golf carts. And there's big signs that say no pedestrian traffic. And I said, I looked to my left, I looked to my right. I said, what are they going to do? They're not going to be able to catch me. Not even those carts. And I ran 6 miles.
Oh, you're bad.
You know what? The caucasity jumped out because all the people I saw were rich white families on Christmas vacation golfing. It was like hot, skinny dads with like, you know, hot, skinny 20-year-old sons golfing. And I'm just like.
Wait, hot, skinny. Okay. I don't.
It was like dad golfing. And son outings, Caucasian wealth on display. I just don't know. Doesn't matter how much money I ever got, I wouldn't be golfing. That being said, Brandon got me tennis racket for my Christmas present. And now I want to learn tennis.
Mama, tennis is over here. Golf is over there. Tennis
That's
is one of the hardest,
think.
Most.
Who
tennis
is golf?
Mama, ain't nobody playing golf. Golf is the only sport that has never factored into one of my sexual fantasies. Think about it.
Well, the outfits aren't doing them any favors.
Nothing's doing... No one's golfing. Tennis, though, is the one.
Tennis is hot.
Tennis is so hard. It's so hard. It's so impressive. It's so fantastic.
It doesn't look easy.
It's so difficult. It's so fucking
hard. I think I'm
going
to get a real instructor.
You should. I have a great porn... Where the girl is getting private tennis lessons from the guy and he fucks her over the net. And mama, that shit is lit.
Work.
He's helping her on her serve and she's not wearing any panties, of course, you know.
You think I can get Sharapova?
I would aim higher.
What do you think
higher?
She's priced at per hour?
Serena.
Let's do Venus. Serena.
Yes. Yeah.
Venus and or Serena.
Martina Navratilova, get that that good witch energy.
David told me that Martina Navratilova's wife is on a Real Housewives franchise now.
Oh, really?
I think so. You know, I like to come on this pod and say shit.
Talk about
not know what I'm talking about.
I think you're right. I think I read that. Also, don't you think Courtney Act should be on the Real Housewives?
Okay. Real Housewives of Miami.
Martina Navratilova to appear in Real Housewives of Miami. Her wife, Julia Lemagova, will be featured as part of the main cast.
Cool. Lesbo drama. Let me put my hair up. Lesbo drama.
Martina Navratilova.
Is she Serbian? I wonder.
Love the name.
Yeah, it's great.
Love the name. I love people with a fun name. Navratilova.
I love fun names.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I've relocated to my couch.
Yeah. I'm still on the same wooden toilet. So, Navratilova, fun names. What were we saying?
We just like Navratilova, fun name, you know?
Fun name, yeah. Resolutions, New Year, plans for the New Year? I know what I was going to say. I tried to watch this fucking comedy special, Yearly Departed, but it was so COVID heavy with the content, I had to turn that shit fucking right off. Don't want to hear about COVID. I don't. It's not interesting. It's not fun. It's not funny. I don't want it. We're still in it.
I know.
It's like not it.
I know.
I don't want to hear people make jokes about Zoom.
Ugh. I know. When One Night Only came out and then COVID hit, I remember thinking, oh, if I'd waited a month, I could have added a couple like jokes and made it like the first COVID special. And now I'm so happy I didn't, because I'll watch it in 5 years and not be reminded of COVID.
And not, yeah, like this, it just locates it in this horrible, nasty, not very, it just, yeah. It's dated in the worst way.
It's just going to remind everyone of like a horrible time. I'm so over it though. I mean, I did get my booster. And
I did too.
I don't fear getting ill. I don't fear getting sick. I fear getting sick and then having to shut down several productions that I'm on because of COVID.
So everybody has COVID, issue. Mary. Everybody's got it. Everyone has COVID.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. But I guess they're saying that it's drastically less. People are a lot less sick, less symptomatic.
Well, that's
good. But I just
good.
Worry but about it making me miss work. That's my
I was going to say, it's like, yeah, being in bed or having multiple, you know, dozens of people not have a paycheck because you can't come in.
Right. Because especially when I missed that day of Netflix and stuff, I missed, I start to think.
Yeah, it was the worst day of my life. I don't think you realize what the impact that had on me. The responsibility I had to, I know that the tables have never been turned, so there's no possible way for you would understand that. That somebody.
And you know what's going to happen? Right before you and I have to take on the biggest undertaking of our lives, which is an international tour, COVID's going to poof, disintegrate.
Oh, yeah.
Right before I'm about to go back to bed for a year and say, maybe next year, it's going to go, and just like that, COVID died. And just like that, COVID died.
Oh, and just like that, Mary. And just like that. We got New Year's resolutions, Mom.
To be perfectly honest, no. I haven't resolved to do anything.
Mama.
I mean, I aspire.
Don't need polish. Perfect don't need no polish. Sorry.
And you know what? It's important to know when you can no longer improve. Better or for worse.
We know our limits.
I want to do another marathon, obviously.
That's great.
I honestly, if we're being honest, the full marathon took so much time at certain points of last year that I don't know schedule-wise if I can actually commit that many hours a week again. I mean, on the weekends, I'd be running 2 or 3 hours. I don't know if I can do that with the schedule. So I think I might do halves this year. Halves are 13.
Half's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I think 26 point whatever is verges on self-harm. That's just my unprofessional opinion. But, you know.
That's what David was like, you don't need to be doing that. He was like, you do not need to be putting your body through that. You need to be working. And I'm like, yeah, I guess
what?
That's true.
Well, you don't need to be working. I mean, you don't need to be using that time working.
Oh,
you need to work.
I watched the Brittany Murphy documentary, and it's about her boyfriend putting her in TV productions that he produces and forcing her to work. And I was like,
sounds
it's exactly
familiar.
How David Silver treats me.
Micromanaging outfit. Like, you're going to wear this and you're...
I lost 17 pounds last year, and I'm not saying I want to lose more weight, but I do not want to gain a single pound of it back. So that's mm-hmm. pretty up there for me. Yeah. I want to keep DJing. But I guess if we're talking about like an actual goal, I don't have one.
No, great.
No.
Goals,
we
mama,
have to
goals
work
are for-
all year. You and I have to tour literally until December. So who cares what we want? That has nothing to do with what's going
what
to happen.
What you want to do.
What you want to do is not necessarily what you're going to do. Seriously. I guess my goal is to still like you at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And
my
that's
goal
enough
is
on
not
my plate.
To be this.
Wait, put the wig on him. Give him some dignity. That's me with your wig on. Like, I'm sorry.
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late to the Zoom. I'm really excited to be here. Can she go on tour? Can she replace me, please?
Please. What are your resolutions? You got any?
I do not. No. I don't got no fucking... Quit smoking. Always. That's always the one.
So what's the strat there?
Oh, there's no strategy, mama. It's a goal. I mean, sorry. It's a resolution.
Well,
for
yeah,
a
but
goal, you have strategy.
You know, if quitting smoking is point Z and you're at point A, do you have any idea what the middle points will be?
Yeah, you got B, C, D, E, F, G. No, it's
and that's
to read.
Yeah. I mean, because some people they replace it with like.
No replacing. Like, no replacing. You do not replace. You cannot replace. You just stop.
No, I mean, like,
I'm not smoking
have
right
it
now. I'm not smoking right now. I should be. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not smoking right now. I look behind you and I see two cigarettes in the ashtray. Why don't
I
you start
really
vaping?
Don't...
Or not vaping. You know how they do.
But
you know
that's
how marijuana
replacing.
People...
That's replacing. That's replacing. We don't want to do that.
But you know how marijuana people put their marijuana in a vaporizer and then they just sit in the room? Why don't you do that with cigarette smoke? That could be fun. Just hotbox yourself.
I'll just reek. I won't get any of the benefits, all the drawbacks.
You'll just smell. Yeah.
No, I don't want to smoke on tour.
It's going to make your life so much harder if you do.
It's going to make the show really hard.
And if you quit now, give your body a few months. Your lungs will
One
be
month.
In a completely different place.
I only need 30 days. And that shit will be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm in good physical shape. I just have no endurance because of the cardiovascular. Do you know what I mean?
Girl, you don't want to be huffing and puffing to the point of blackout every night. You don't.
Let me tell you, it's going to happen. Huffing and puffing and wheezing. I'll be a little wheezy. Miss Wheezy over there.
And
trying
just
to be
like
sexy.
That, pig died.
Pig died.
Pig died. If you drop dead on stage, I am gonna say that.
I really need you to. I really need, and I would love to die. I would love to die on stage. I mean, I don't want to die on stage, but I don't want to traumatize the people. But that'd be kind of fun.
No. Are you kidding? That's when I was up on those wires that one time in drag. It crossed my mind: what if this is how I die? And wouldn't that be iconic?
It would be the best thing ever. It'd be so fierce. It'd be so fierce. It'd be even
Although
fiercer
myself,
if nobody got photos, like nobody got video. That no video.
Oh, and it's just like a tale. Like you were there. Let me tell you how it happened. Like Large Marge. It was the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what people are gonna say about our tour. It was the worst accident I ever seen. Speaking of, we have to start rehearsing that like soon, like in January
I know.
Almost.
I know, Mary. It's imminent. The
you
the
and
end
I
is
need
nine.
To have a. You and I need to have a in-person read-through of that script.
I know. Eden and I just read through it, the complete thing, the other day, a couple days ago. And it's in a good spot. It's in a good spot. It still needs needs work, but we can punch
reading,
it up together.
Reading through the script is not my favorite activity.
Girl, how do you think I enjoyed writing it?
I know.
Not fun either.
I know.
Not fun.
I'll sit here and read Stephen King it for a third time, but I won't read my own script to my own show that I have to perform.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's really difficult, and you have to make it funny.
Yes, and it's a hard cycle.
It has to be funny. Yeah.
You like self-judge it, and you know, but they say you can't create and edit at the same time, so you just got to go by that. You got to just spit it out.
I know, but when you go back to the spit bucket and you try to sift through all the shit and there ain't no gold in there, it's a little tough.
That never happened to me. Oh my God, do you want to tell the viewers that you're decorating your house?
Hi, viewer. Yes, actually, I want to show you, damn it, I wish I had some, motherfucker. I wish I had a picture, but it went from like, it is move that bus. Went from drab to fab. It's so fierce. The place is looking so cute.
How long is it going to take till you're done?
It'll probably be done before tour. It'll have to be done before tour. Probably 2 more months. Mama, wallpaper.
Girl,
it's tough.
We're not
like blasting. We're not taking out walls or anything like that.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad then.
It's just painting wallpaper and a little more furniture items, some fixtures.
It's a rental. It's like, how much do you really want to dramatically change
it? I know. And it's an expensive one.
You better that place and never leave.
I fucking love it. I love it. Every time I open the door and I go, oh.
You wake up smiling.
I do. It's so fierce. It's so fierce. Happy New Year's, everybody. Hope you have a lovely New Year and Merry Christmas. Oh.
I'm going to have a very low-key New Year because everything's canceled. You know what I'm going to do? And this is sad.
What?
I'm going to go in that drag room, probably turn on a movie, and spend days in there reorganizing drag. I just need it.
I love that. But that's so... We're going to do a deep clean for the New Year in the studio. Like, pussy, like, legs in the stirrups, speculum going in, and we're going to roto-root that shit. Yeah.
Because Brandon has off for the week, and I'm going to get that room to a point where when he comes back, I go, like, this is what it looks like, and this is what we need to keep it like. Yeah. Period. So if anybody wants to come by and clean, my home address is...
Yeah, I'll be sure to share the door code with them.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
before we go,
what?
Did you hear about my costume that got stolen from my house?
I just had a package stolen from my house too. My studio.
I couldn't believe it. My poor costumer.
That jacket was so fierce.
She told me, she said, if it was really stolen, I'm going to cry. And I felt so bad telling her that I saw video footage of someone coming in the building and stealing it. Yeah.
You saw, there's footage?
Uh-huh. There's footage, because there's a camera in the mailroom. Just came in, grabbed it and left.
Was it the only package they took?
No, they took 2 others. But like, what does a size 16 men's build female jacket, what value does it have to anyone?
Mama, it's the holidays. They're doing Christmas. They're doing the holiday haul.
Also, they didn't know what was in it.
So, No. They're going house to house, Mama. It's the holiday haul for thieves.
I know. The Citizen app or whatever has been like going off, being like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting their packages stolen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what to do anymore. I'm moving, honestly.
Yeah. You should, well, maybe you should.
Well, it seems like you have a really nice place. I'll just bring some clothes and.
Listen, we got to pull out this studio. We have a pull out now and the shower's functional. That water pressure, yank it.
I'll wait
right
till
off.
It's reupholstered. Okay, bye.
Okay, happy new year. Goodbye.